The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Keep on, keep on.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Sean Sayre here with you this morning on a Friday, February 7th it is, and a little bit less snowy this morning than it was yesterday morning, for sure. We're all digging out there a little bit, a lot of ice and snow on our cars and our driveways. Hopefully most of that's gone for you by now. We are hearing about some more snow. It's going to be happening tomorrow night, so boy, it's just it's like a train, one after another after another. We just keep getting these storms in the winter. We've got a great show here for you this morning. Looking forward to speaking with Manny and Vanessa Slaughter. We're going to be talking about their program, Focus is Our Children, and the after-school homework and mentorship program and dance that they manage. And that's at the Zion AME Church on 27 East Street, right on Park Square. It happens every weekday. I think it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're going to talk about that with Manny and Vanessa, find out all those details and find out all about this great program to help students get their homework done and get some mentorship. It's really a wonderful program, and we want to talk to them more about that in just a moment. First, let's go to our weather forecast and see what we have in store for us today and maybe into tomorrow night. We'll see how far this forecast goes. Here it goes.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect until 4 p.m. EST this afternoon. Winter storm watch in effect from Saturday evening through Sunday morning. Today, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow showers, mainly this morning. Blustery, cold with highs in the upper 20s. West wind 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Chance of snow 30%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, we didn't hear much about tomorrow night's snowstorm, but I was hearing 4 to 8 inches in that. We'll see if that comes to pass tomorrow. They're right about the blustery winds, though. It is definitely a blustery out there this morning, and I heard the max 50 miles an hour, so that'll be interesting during the day. Keep hold of your hats, certainly if you're walking out there. All right, everybody, this is Morning Drive again on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. You're also hearing us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, and happy to have all of our listeners and viewers, of course, people watching us also on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301 and on PCTV Select this morning. So always glad to have anybody, whatever way you can join us and listen to the program. We definitely appreciate it. Welcome now to Manny and Vanessa Slaughter joining me by Zoom. Good morning to both of you. How are you this morning?
Morning. Good morning. Wonderful.
We're doing all right. We're doing all right.
Well, so glad to have you here on the show. And, you know, again, we find ways of doing it no matter what happens during the winter months. Yesterday, we had a quick Zoom also with Jonathan Butler from One Berkshire. Again, not the greatest conditions yesterday, but that's the way we can to work radio these days, is get the interviews and get the great information out there any way we can. So thanks for joining us today by Zoom, both of you. So before we get into the program, just tell us a little bit about yourselves for people that aren't familiar with you. Obviously, a lot of people in the community familiar with both of you, but tell us a little bit about yourselves.
My name is Vanessa Guest Slaughter. I'm a social worker by trade for 30 years, community activist, very involved in community work, dance teacher. I've been dancing all my life and came to Berkshire's and continued dancing.
Very good. And Manny?
Yes, my name is Manfred Slaughter, better known as Coach Manny. I've been working in the community for over 25 years. I also am the daytime supervisor over at ALC, which stands for Alternative Living Center, where we give our loving service to those who may suffer from alcohol and drug or drug abuse, and we give them the we give them that piece of hope that everything's going to be all right.
Well, that's awesome and great work for both of you. So important in the community for all that very hard work sometimes, but I'm sure very rewarding work as well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So we want to talk about Focus is Our Children, and this is a program, it's a nonprofit, right, organization that the two of you run. And tell us how that started, when it started, and what was the idea behind it.
Well, it started back in the 90s when coming to Pittsfield, and our oldest daughter was is a dancer.
Okay.
And we really couldn't afford to pay for dance classes here. And I've danced all my life where I was brought up in Springfield. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get some of her friends and I'm going to teach them dance just to keep her going because she was really good at it. So I started doing that and she was dancing. Her friends came and it grew. And I taught etiquette, and I've touched like three generations of dancers now. It's really great. Matter of fact, one of my dancers, about in her 40s now, sent me a present, which was really nice when they remember you. So,
oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very, very rewarding. Very rewarding. And that kind of brought us into the dance program was September to June. And then the kids were kind of out during the summer. So it was like, well, why don't we do a summer program? And my husband, my second daughter, is into sports. So he used to bring her up to the park to do the sports. And that's kind of how the sports program started, because kids started to see that and come over to the park.
Right.
And that started the summer program.
Okay, so that's kind of how it all got started, and obviously kids need really good outlets for all that energy, right? And constructive outlets, and dance certainly is one of them. Sports is another one. Manny, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
Yes, and then from the dance to the sports, and then we added another component, which was dance, sports, and literacy. So when the literacy component came in, that's when now we had a component of three different things, right?
Right.
So we was able to collaborate with the schools and use the schools and use tutors and stuff to educate our kids even more.
That's great. And for the dance, Vanessa, what kind of dance were the students really most interested in?
Ballet, jazz, hip-hop. Mainly they like the hip hop, but like I explained, ballet actually helps with sports. It helps with coordination. I mean, if you'd have known how many times I tripped up and down the stairs and I'm like, oh, thank God for dancing, you know? So, you know, dancing is so important in sports, you know, just in your daily lives for balance.
And I've actually heard of professional sports, athletes who take ballet and take dance,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. The timing, the 5, 6, 7, 8, and timing is the same timing for putting the ball up.
Right.
You know, the steps are the same thing. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, put the ball up.
Yeah.
So when you're doing that in dancing, it is so in your brain that when you're on the court, you're doing the same thing. It's almost like dancing with the ball and then you put the ball up.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, I can definitely see that. And it makes so much sense, actually. And there's so much sort of cross, I don't know what the word is, but there's a synergy there, right? There's a connection between the two.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so once the kids had the summer free and what Manny, what kind of sports were they connecting with the early parts of the program?
We was doing flag football. Mm-hmm. We was doing kickball. We was doing basketball. We was doing jump rope, hula hoop.
Yep.
It was one big recreational park where kids had fun. On top of that, we implemented different type of trips, and our kids was able to experience things that they might have not, from to Broadway plays, to going to Bosque, to the Giants training camp to Fenway to horseback riding to Williams College.
Oh, wow.
To Madoka. I can go on to City Hall, sitting in city chambers and get that feeling of being a councilman. I mean, we've done so many different things with our children. We average anywhere from 60 to 80 kids a day. And you know what? Most of all, it was a free program. Okay.
Right.
And all the kids was issued a shirt and a hat and was fed lunch. I mean, it was, how can I say, it was dynamic. And like my wife was saying, we went through three generations of children. Just when we thought we had handed the torch over, I guess we got handed back the torch.
Funny how that works.
But you know what? Anytime you do something with a passion, it never becomes a chore.
Mm-hmm.
We are so blessed that we have been a blessing to all these children in the community of Berkshire County, you know, giving them the opportunities that they might not have never had. And that's what fills both of our hearts day to day. You know what I mean? And we're going to continue to do it until we can't do it no more.
Well, so, and you mentioned it's a free program, which I think is a really key thing, especially, and that's, is that the summer program? Because I know we're going to be talking about the after-school homework and mentoring, right? All the programs are free.
Yes, yes. We have never charged for anything, and thank God for our communities, from the local banks to the private donors who believed in us and continue to believe in us. So as a community, we always said that we all can make a difference, that we can't do it by ourselves. But as a community and as a whole, we can do anything. And that's what's been taking place from this day moving forward.
I think, and it's so true. Like I said in the very beginning, I couldn't afford to pay for my daughter to take dance classes.
Right.
I couldn't, we couldn't afford for, Nana to be in specialty sports, travel sports. And you can't afford it.
No, it's all very expensive. Summer camps, for example, very, 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 very expensive.
And then you got the equipment.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not fair, you know. So that's why it's free, because I get it. We get it. We couldn't afford it. So what? Why would I have a program that people got to pay for? I couldn't even pay for.
Right.
So, you know, basically it's a community program and it depends on the community. It really does. All the funds that come in are for the community. They go directly to the community. We have no problem with people coming down to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I truly believe in, when you are doing something, you must be able to show your receipts.
Mm.
If you don't have any receipts, talking is just moving your mouth and making words. You have to have receipts.
Got to have action, right? You got to. That's ultimately what shows what can be done.
Yes, and we have been able to do so much with so little, right? And we have always been able to show all of our donors and people who've been there for us, they have seen the evidence over and over and over. Because I always say that if somebody has to question you once, they may question you twice. And we have never been questioned because of our credibility in this community, because of the services that we provide day in and day out. And like I said, it's not a chore for us. It's like a passion, right? And we do it volunteer.
Right.
It's all volunteer work here. Giving back to those who may not have the opportunity.
And our volunteers, they're volunteering too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's important that you have people that want to be there. You know, when you say, oh, you're going to pay or you're going to give this, you're going to give that, people will come for that. But when you really get, say, we need people to volunteer. Those people who come, they really want to be there. And that's what you want in programs like that.
Yeah, it feels like they have skin in the game, right?
Right, absolutely.
They're there to contribute, to make it a better thing, just like everyone else.
Right.
You know, and it's a little different when it's something that's paid for. It's transactional, right? You're expecting a certain thing. You're not, you're sort of, you know, dropping people at the door and not being involved and participating. And it sounds like this program is very different than that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our children are generations that are going to college. And I think for me, because I'm big on education, to see someone go to college and know they're getting a full ride, you know, that they're graduating and they're working at BMC. I mean, even our children who have not gone to college, they're good parents. They're good mothers and fathers. They're educating their kids well. Why? Because it was our whole family who was involved in this program. You had a mother, you had a father, you had children. Even our youngest one was a baby when we started doing the dance. So she had to come with us. And he was there, you know, so it was always a family type of thing. So I think even if things weren't as well at home and you didn't see things that weren't too well, when you came there, you seen a family unit that was supporting. You know, so they kind of got an idea of how life relationships are. And I look at their relationships now and I'm so proud to see they're in relationships. They're good mothers, you know what I mean? They have good men in their lives, you know.
Well, so that's what I was going to ask you, too, was, you know, what kind of, you mentioned a little bit at the beginning, what kind of feedback do you hear from people who went through the program as kids and now you know them as adults and you know them with their own families and stuff? Is that, how does that feel, first of all? And then, you know, how do you see that as sort of, you know, community building?
It feels really good.
It feels, you know, I just got chills just now when my wife was talking to you about seeing our children go from children to teenagers, from teenagers to parents. And to see the responsibilities that they are upholding in the community, it makes us proud parents because we portrayed that parent umbrella to each and every one of them, right? And because they trusted us, that's why we had that strong bond and that strong relationship with each and every one of them, right? Because if a kid don't trust you, you ain't going to build no type of relationship with them.
Right.
And we was able to build a relationship with all those children. I mean, I could be in a mall, in the store, and they're like, Coach Manny, it's me. You don't remember me? This is three generations ago. And they would, you know what they would say? They would say, you have my children now. I'm like, how old am I? So,
when did I get this old? I ask myself that all the time.
because we don't think about the age. We just keep doing.
Yeah. Well, it keeps you young too, right? One way or the other. You're around kids a lot. You know, you're gonna feel young.
I done had your mother and your mother and your aunt and your aunt. Yeah. It's pretty interesting, but it's all.
Well, it's a lot harder for you to remember all those names than it is for them to remember you.
No.
I have to tell them, I'm like, when you see us, we're not going to remember you, but please come up and just say something. Yeah. We're getting older.
Right?
we were the perfect example. We were at the Conic prom last year, and one of the young ladies with her gown on ran out of line and gave me and my wife a hug. We had no idea who she was. She's like, it's me. It's me, so-and-so. I'm like, oh, my God. I think I did cry, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think we both cried.
Yeah. And a young gentleman.
Yeah.
And a young gentleman.
This was just last year.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
He graduated. And I ended up working with a couple of them who started working at my job. One of them is a DON, or no, she's head of something at BMC. So, I mean, these are doing great things.
Right.
We have a few at AIC now.
Boston University one went to a welding school, got a full scholarship. My goodness. Talk about, and yet it just seems like they're my own children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just very, very, and it's those things, hearing those things, seeing those things that say, okay, because this is our dash.
Yeah.
I always say, what's life about? Life is about the dash.
So
life is about the dash. I'm going to take that with me today. That's a really good one. And just to remind our listeners that we're speaking with Vanessa and Manny Slaughter from the group Focuses Our Children. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM and 88.1 WSBR Lee. And we're talking about the great programs. And I didn't realize it started that early, Vanessa, back in the 90s. That's really quite a track record of accomplishment for this program. So let's and I just want to throw the word mentorship in there, right? Because that's something that you know, we sort of gloss over sometimes, but it's so important in the life of a growing and a learning child and young adult. And you know, as they get going, they sort of take those experiences from respected elders, if you will, who were at in their lives at a time, a very formative time, which is kind of when you're working with a lot of these kids. Talk about the importance of mentorship in students' future life, if you can.
Well, I think mentorship is very important, and then I'm going to excuse myself.
Yes.
It's important. Because in life, there's no rule book. There's no rule book to be a mother. There's no rule book with a kid. There's no rule book. So you have to learn. And we learn by seeing. We learn by hearing. We learn by seeing what somebody's doing and seeing the reaction of what happens. So that is how life is. So whatever you're emulating, a child is going to see that, and they're going to emulate that. It's just like in your home, children do what they say. Like you said, don't do what I say. Don't do what you see. Don't do what I say. Do what you see. One of it. It goes.
We got you.
Right. Children are like that. Yeah. They emulate. So it's important for mentoring to give positive mentoring.
Well, and it's good for kids to see examples outside of their home as well, right?
Exactly.
Because they've got family members, they've got their brothers and sisters, maybe they've got their parents or their guardians, and they are with them all the time, and they're obviously going to take a lot of what they learn there in the home. But
absolutely.
Then they're going to go out into the world, and they're going to meet other people, and they're going to need other relationships, other people to give them sort of some guidance as to what to do. And, you know, you mentioned all the careers that your students have gone on to do. And, you know, how did they find out about those things? When they got to those careers, who taught them, you know, what is the right thing to do in this situation?
Well, I think it's important. The biggest thing that I think is important is that they realize what's right, what's wrong. There's certain ways to do something. There's certain ways to talk. My girls learned etiquette. So we went to the Historium Hotel for a big dinner. And I taught them etiquette because it's important when you go out that you know how to present yourself. And they noticed. They came to our table and like, we noticed you all have the best table. My girls knew every fork and every spoon, how to use it, napkins on that. They did perfect. And they were so proud because somebody came and said to them, you all were the best table here. Well-mannered. And it was great. And they're like, wow, Miss Vanessa. And do you know they're still bringing that up to me today? That one trip that taught them. And they're like, I can go and eat anywhere. One goes, I had to show my mother, Miss Vanessa, which fork was for the salad. You know,
it goes, right? Those are underappreciated soft skills, if you will. But they make a difference.
They do make a difference because you can go anywhere and feel comfortable and know somebody sits down three forks. What do you do with them?
Right.
Well, one for the shrimp, one is for the salad, one is for the main course. Right. You know. So.
But you need someone to tell you that, and that's
right.
The thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's.
So little minor things like that, they really go a long way.
Yeah. Can we talk quickly before we have to lose you about the after school program that happens right now? It's at 27 East Street, which is right there on Park Square. It's at the AME Zion Church, right? And that's was just recently moved from Linden Street. So talk about that and how important it is to have that program where it is. And the days of the week, I guess, is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. What are the students doing there during that time?
Okay, the dance program is the only one that's on a Monday. And that's at Nautilus. So we do want to make sure that we give the Nautilus and we thank them for everything that they do, giving us the professional spot.
Oh, that's great.
For dancing. So that's at the Nautilus on Mondays. And then Tuesday through Thursday is the homework program.
Yes.
And I'm going to let my husband speak more or less about that.
Okay.
And I'm going to excuse myself.
All right. Well, thank you, Vanessa. So good
You're
for
welcome.
You to carve out some time for us this morning. We very, very much appreciate it. Nice meeting you on
you
Zoom
too.
As well.
Thank you.
And so, Manny, thanks for doing that. Yeah. Let us know about the homework program.
Yes, the homework programs meets again every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 6. And, first I want to thank all those donors who actually help us do a complete makeover. As you know, when our building, because of Mother Nature, something happened to it on Linda Street.
Right.
We moved. Well, we was blessed. I'm going to say we was blessed to be over at the new church, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
But down in the basement where we located, it needed a complete makeover.
Hmm.
So in order to have a complete makeover, there were some donors that came together that made this happen. And some of those donors, I must mention at this particular time.
Sure.
The Bank and Greylock and the Sheriff Department and Habitat and United Way and Berkshire Bank, right? And on, because I need to say that because we could have not done it without them, because there was holes in the floor, holes in the wall. But if you was to see it now, I mean, when I say a complete makeover, a complete makeover. It's beautiful, brand new, everything, you know. So,
wow, excellent.
So when the kids arrived there their first day, they was blown away for what they seen, because everything's brand new in there, brand new tables and chairs and books, and we got the computers donated from Berkshire Health Systems, and my wife took the time to put the world map on one wall and the United States map on another wall. Oh, man, it's very, very touching. If you ever get a chance to get a lunch break, come on down and see it for yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
But getting back to the education piece, I always say, right, that if you don't learn how to read, how will you ever learn how to fill out an application, okay?
Right.
And that's why we stress how important literacy is,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we went ahead and continued the homework program, right? Also, through God's grace, we have a van now. Do you know how huge it is to have transportation, right? And
it is huge, especially in Pittsfield and Berkshire County. You can't do anything, go anywhere without some form of, usually a car, but you know, public transportation being a little more difficult to get by with. Yep.
And the services that a van can provide, I mean, it can get those children there whose families may not have transportation. Now we're giving them the opportunity to get to the program.
Mm.
So that's a huge component. Right.
Yeah.
And we're able to pick them up as well as drop them back off at their homes. But once they get there, right, the first thing that we do, you know, kids like to do the snack situation first.
Uh-huh. Of course. Priorities.
That's it. Right. We serve the healthy snacks. And then from there on, we get right into the homework portion.
Mm.
If you don't have no homework, believe it or not, we find homework for you.
That's great.
All right, we find homework for you. Then after that, we ask that you give us anywhere between 15 to 20 minutes to read a book.
Hmm.
So just so you can get that habit of reading, because that's very huge. If you want to read more, that's fine. But then at the very end, the incentive is that we have computers going all the way around the whole wall.
Hmm.
And that's when they can go on the computers, but it has to be something on an educational base.
Right.
It can't be nothing other than educational base.
Okay.
So that's how the setup is. And then We take them on different trips. Like we took them to the movies. We took them to Ready, Set, Play. So it's an excellent program. And also that's free as well. We service anywhere between 20 to maybe 22 kids a day.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask how many. So that's a good number of kids coming in every single day to do that. And I would imagine it's sort of like herding cats in some ways, but also.
And as my wife said, no more for now. You know me, I've been packed it in there. I'm just like that. I just love our children. I like to see us giving them that hope shot that everything's going to be all right. Mm. Everything's going to be all right. Mm. Because you never know what's really going on behind closed doors some days.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
So if we can provide a safe, loving, happy, fun environment, then that's what we're there for.
Could be the highlight of the kids' day, for sure.
Exactly.
So Manny Slaughter is my guest here this morning on Morning Drive. This is 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, also 88.1 WSBR Lee. And Manny, we're going to take a little top of the hour break that we do here, give our identification and run a couple of PSAs. And I know your voice is on one of our PSAs. Maybe we'll hear that one. I don't know.
I'm surprised y'all still got
that. We still got that. Yeah,
that's getting royalties.
That's right. We'll work that out. Have your people talk to my people. we'll be right back after this quick break. This is Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. Stick around. We'll be right back for part two right after this.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBRFM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBRFM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Hi, I'm Leslie Hertzberg, Executive Director of the Berkshire County Historical Society. Spring through fall, we look forward to welcoming you for tours of Herman Melville's historic home, Arrowhead. We offer a wide variety of in-person and virtual programs throughout the year. Visit berkshirehistory.org for information on programs and to schedule a tour.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All aboard!
Do you like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu, and from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM. Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right. right. Welcome back to Morning Drive. We are live and local this morning in our WTBR studio, and glad to have you along with us for the ride this morning. Talking with Manfred Manny Slaughter. He is from Focus Is Our Children, and we are going to be talking more, a little bit more about the program, and then move on to a couple of other very interesting topics. As you know, Manny's involved with a lot of things in the community, so always plenty to talk about when he joins us here on the show. First, let's go to the weather forecast and find out again what's happening. We are hearing about some snow tomorrow night. That would be Saturday night into Sunday, looking like a 4 to 8 inch or somewhere in that range, but you never know until it starts snowing. We'll see what we've got. But here we go, National Weather Service forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect until 4 p.m. EST this afternoon. Winter storm watch in effect from Saturday evening through Sunday morning. Today, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow showers, mainly this morning. Blustery, cold with highs in the upper 20s. West wind 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Chance of snow 30%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Yeah, it was definitely a little gusty out there this morning, for sure. Felt a little brisk. You know, not too cold, though. I mean, it felt like it was warmer than it's been in the last couple weeks or so. But that wind will get you today, especially if it gets up to the 50 miles an hour that they talked about there. All right, Morning Drive back with you here, and Sean Sayre here with you this morning. Manny Slaughter joins me one more time. Good morning, Manny, and thanks again for being here. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Great program. Again, we're just going to remind people that the Focus Is Our Children. There's an after-school homework and mentorship program meets, and I didn't realize, I guess I didn't get all my information straight, that there's a dance program on Mondays. What time is that program?
That starts at 5 o'clock at the Berkshire Nautilus from 5 to 6:30.
Okay. And then
and that's free as well.
Free program as well. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is 4 to 6 at the AME Zion Church, which is now located at 27 East Street, right on Park Square.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Great. And if people want to get a hold of you or get their kids enrolled in the program, you know, how does that work?
They can reach me at 413. This is going live.
It is going live.
281-5660.
281-5660 is the number to call.
Yes.
What's the process for enrollment? What do parents have to do?
They have to fill out an application. And then from there, they can come on in. Like I said, there is no cost, and they have a problem with transportation. We can see if we can work it out.
Great. So there it is. Definitely give Manny a call and get yourself and your students enrolled in that program to take advantage of that. What a wonderful program. Tell us more about, are you still doing a lot of sports, Manny?
No, I took that down.
Did you?
Right now I'm just focusing on the homework program for now.
Yep.
One day at a time, we'll see. But because the after-school homework program goes the whole year.
Okay.
So I'm at a point in my life I like to take vacations in the summertime.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And what is going on in the summertime now? Originally the program was all year round, right? So what's going on there?
There's nothing going down in Pitt Park, I don't think, but Dasheem, he's doing a great job over there. Dorothy Amos, I believe,
mm-hmm.
on West Street.
Okay.
Yeah, every summer he has those basketball courts full.
Yeah.
So he's doing an amazing job down there, so I give him his kudos for what he's doing out there, you know? Touches my heart to see all them kids down there, because once upon a time, when we was his age, that's the many kids we had down at Pitt Park. Mm-hmm. I remember Pitt Park.
Yeah, and actually, I would say Dorothy Amos Park now might be the most popular place to go and play basketball in the summer.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful. Every time I go to Big Y and I ride by there, it just really touches my heart. I'm just seeing children out there getting involved, you know, getting active.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. So let's move on and talk about a couple other things that you've got going on. The St. John's Masonic Lodge, right? Number 10. So you got a big fundraiser coming up?
Yep. Actually, it's tomorrow. It's going to be at the New Moon Lodge right there on South Street. And it's a fundraiser so that we can continue to give out scholarships every year to the Taconic students. We've been doing that underneath the Robert Johnson Scholarship, who brought me in as a Master Mason in 1998.
Wow.
So we've been doing that scholarship in his name for many, many years. So every year we've been fortunate enough to give anywhere between 2 to 4 scholarships out to those who, you know, may not can afford or helps them buy books.
Yep. Yeah, so important, right, when it comes to trying to get to post-high school education. The costs really start to add up, and every one of those scholarships means something.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me, Trey, because I remember when I was younger, because both our daughters are college graduates, but I'm so glad that they received scholarships at the high school level, which really, really helped. So we are so grateful, and we are grateful that we are able to give back as a lodge and as an organization, because Focus is Our Children will be giving some scholarships away this year as well as they did last year. So, but yeah, but getting back real quick to the Valentine's fundraiser, that takes place tomorrow right on South Street at the New Moon Lodge, and it's $65. So, if anybody's doing anything tomorrow and they want to put their snow boots on,
we're tough here in Pittsfield in the Berkshires. Yeah. We can do this, right?
Come on out and eat some good food and dance and fellowship and have a good time for like a great cause. We always look forward to doing things like that.
And that's a great venue, too, there, the New Moon Lodge. That's the one right across the street from the Colonial Theater, right?
Yes. And believe it or not, one of my brothers was telling me that it ain't that many ballrooms left.
Right. No.
And that's one of the last of the few that's left.
Right. No, it definitely seems like something. They're not building new ballrooms anymore.
No.
So we've got to preserve the ones we've got. And that particular facility is just beautiful when you walk in. Actually, there's some spots in that facility I have not seen. I've only seen in pictures, right? And there are certain parts of Masonic lodges that most people don't see.
Yes. But, yeah, so that's that. And then in June, which is a couple months away, but that's when Focus Is Our Children is putting on our third annual masquerade ball that has sold out the last 2 years. And we do is that money helps, you know, provide us to keep doing what we're doing as well as to give out scholarships. So we keep doing what we're doing. Because although we are so grateful that our funders help us, but we have to do our part too.
Yeah.
And we have to fundraise. We just can't kick back and hold our hands out.
Right.
We got to do our part too. So,
and that's hard work, right? I mean, putting events together is no easy task, and you really need a lot of people to pull together and do their part, but then you also need some real serious organization. You need to be able to pull it all together and to bring people in. You know, a sold out is an amazing thing to be able to say about a fundraiser.
Yes, yeah. Everyone we done had been sold out, but you definitely made a whole lot of sense when you said it takes a whole lot of work because you're talking to the person who does all the work. That's a lot of the work.
Yeah.
But I enjoy seeing crowds. I've always been one who like to see crowds, to see people having fun and meeting each other that they might not have known before. That makes me feel good, you know.
And so where is the masquerade ball held? And that's in June, you said.
That's always held at the Proprietor's Lodge.
Okay.
On Woolbeck Road.
Right.
A beautiful atmosphere, right on the water.
Yeah.
Beautiful atmosphere, and everybody dressed to impress. Oh, it's beautiful. It's an elegant affair.
Okay.
Elegant.
So we're not talking like a Halloween kind of thing. This is a masquerade. So much more dressed to the T, right? Dressed to the nines.
Dressed to the nine. We have photographers there and backdrops. And, raffle prizes. It's a beautiful atmosphere. So we're looking forward to that. We just booked a date last week, I believe. So June 8th, that's Saturday.
Okay, June 8th. So put that down in your calendars, everybody, for the masquerade ball at the proprietors. And again, that's for Focus is Our Children, right? So
yes.
Got a couple different balls in the air here, right? Juggling a lot of different stuff.
Just trying to make a difference. Yeah. Trying to make a difference so that we can continue giving out the scholarships, whether it's the Lodge or whether it's Focus is Our Children. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because 2 years, because we have been doing work for many, many years, right? But we have been always doing it under other organizations' umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so grateful for that. But one day, both our daughters happened to be home, and they said, "Mom and Dad, don't you think it's time to take ownership?" We was like, "Well, what do you mean?" And then they said, "Well, don't you think it's time for us to have our own 501c3?
Hmm.
And that's how that came into existence in our living room. And then from that part, we done what we had to do, got the lawyer, went to, LegalZoom and all that other good stuff. And now we are truly too legit to quit. 501c3 with a board of directors and all that other good stuff. So
that's a major accomplishment too. And it's not the easiest thing to do. Anyone who has ever had to put a 501c3 together and organize that, bylaws, board of directors, everything that you said, it's a major effort, but obviously a major accomplishment as well to be able to have that. And then to also to be able to self-direct your organization, right? You're no longer under the umbrella of another organization. So you can do the kinds of things, have the mission that you need to have and continue that.
One thing my wife said that was so, when I got to say I love my wife dearly, because she's definitely bright. I knew that when I met her, but she read fine print where you can't even see. She don't miss nothing. And that's good to have somebody like that on your team. All right, because one thing she said the IRS know where we live now.
Uh-oh.
So all my I's and all my T's need to be crossed.
Well, I suspect the IRS knows where all of us live. But maybe a little bit more when you got a 501c3.
So it's all good, though. Yep. So we're grateful. We're grateful that God has put us in a position to be of loving service, to our community, and we can continue to thank our community for trusting us each and every day to make a difference.
Absolutely. We're talking today with Manny Slaughter from Focus is Our Children. We were talking about the after-school homework and mentorship program that happens at 27 East Street in the middle of the week. And as we learned, a dance program on Monday evenings as well. Lots of stuff going on from that organization. And Manny, talk about your day job, because it's not enough that you have all this other stuff going on. But you work for Alternative Living Centers. And so this is something, again, near and dear to your heart, the really good work that you do for that. Explain a little bit about what that organization is and who they help.
All right. Well, ALC stands for Alternative Living Center. It's an IOP, and it's inpatient and outpatient, which means it's a residential, but it's also outpatient, right? The outpatient is for male and female. The inpatient is only for men. We have a campus in Pittsfield, which holds 38 beds, I believe, 36 or 38. But then we also have one in North Adams, which holds another, 90 something.
Oh, wow. So these are pretty good sized organizations as far as residential programs, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. So we have the opportunity to save lives. You know, we all know that drugs and alcohol does not discriminate, doesn't care what type of background you come from. We also know how many lives are being lost due to how much, you know, drugs and alcohol is affecting families, you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to be part of a agency that provide help in this community of the Berkshires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for many, many years, there has been a stigma. Oh, he's an alcoholic. Oh, he's a drug addict.
Mm.
But today, there is help out there, one day at a time. People do recover. I have seen the evidence in many, many addicts and alcoholics totally turn their life around and get their families back and become productive members of society. And it just touches my heart
mm-hmm.
because I always say what comes from the heart touches the heart, you know. So, you know, that's something true and dear to me when you see somebody come back to life.
Yeah, and we've had discussions on this program also with many folks from different disciplines. I think about the folks from Berkshire Harm Reduction and the work they're doing there, too.
You know,
treating this more as the disease that it is and not so much as a moral failing, which is sort of what the society has taught us for decades, generations. And I think it seems like this is we're coming around a bit more to be able to help people make their way through this and continue to heal and get better.
Yeah, for so long they looked at it as a moral deficiency type thing, but it's nothing like that now, you know. And now with this drug, when we all hear on the news, I just seen a special on it the other day called fentanyl that it was just going through legislative. Like I guess they try to tackle some of these pharmaceutical companies now about shutting it down all together, because now fentanyl is coming in a pill form where you think you're taking Oxycontin, but you're really taking fentanyl and you're dying right on the spot. So it's becoming really bad now.
Yeah, that's what we've heard from our other folks as well on the show, who have told us that you know there's no believing in what is in the drug supply, and that's why even people who are you know have gotten into the situation in a completely different way than maybe most people would think of suddenly find themselves ensnared in it and you know can't get themselves out, at least not without some good help. And it sounds like the alternative living centers is one of those areas that may be a step on the program, right?
Yeah.
To be able to move forward and try and heal and try and get better.
Yes. Yeah. Giving people hope. I mean, anytime you give people hope by just some kind words, you know, I believe that it's going to be all right. You know, words produce image. You know, if you keep telling somebody it's going to be all right, eventually they're going to think it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know, but if you keep telling people, oh, you're an alcoholic and you're a drug addict, you're going to start to feel like that.
Right. And your role as a recovery manager, tell us about what that involves. What do you do, and what are some of the stories, you know, without the names, obviously, of people that come through that you're helping?
Well, what I actually do is that I facilitate groups, you know.
Okay.
I may have a topic going on within a group of men and women. And, you know, we talk about the topic, and we all grow through identification. You know what I mean? And that's how all of us get to the next stage. And I always say that ain't no big eyes and ain't no little U's, that we all are on the same playing field, trying to get to first base together. I don't walk in front of you. I don't walk in back of you. I walk right beside of you. I can't, but we can't get through this. And those words alone is so powerful. Because when you come up in a room shaky, insecure, the fear of the unknown, right? And then all of a sudden you hear something that you're able to lift your head up, because now we know about the problem, but now let me tell you about the solution. And now I done heard the solution, I can walk out of this group with my head up high, having some hope back in my life.
Well, that's the power of words, too. And we were talking earlier about words and actions and the receipts that your wife talked about, right?
Yeah, she real big on that. She still save them. She save them. She got receipts from 19, I don't know when.
You got to watch out for the people that keep the receipts.
That could be a grocery shopper receipt. Don't get me started with receipts for us, Jack.
but for sure.
That's how we balance out. That's how we balance out.
Right? But for sure, this program has its outcomes and its results, right? And that's
that's
where the reward comes from.
Yeah, when you see, people going back to school to get educated, that's a beautiful thing. And getting back into society, and once upon a time they might have lost their families, now they're back with their families. It just shows that life has been given back to you. Where before, when that stigma was always there, oh, he's going to be an alcoholic his whole life. Oh, he's going to be a drug addict his whole life. That is not true, We do recover one day at a time. It's a daily reprieve.
Well, and changing that narrative is an important thing too, right? And that's where people's attitudes need to move along with the treatments and opportunities for people to heal. And that's just as important, right? It's the moving beyond the stigma of it.
Now, it's interesting that you said that, right? Now, if you got cancer, what did you do? You go for treatment. If you have kidney failure, what do? You go for dialysis. Right. Treatment.
Right.
If you suffer from the disease of addiction, what do? You go for treatment.
Right.
You see where I'm going with that?
Right.
There's treatment for everything, and that's how we look at it.
Yep. You know? Yep, that's a really good way to look at it as well. And we're winding down here with our time with Manny Slaughter. I want to say thank you so much again for joining us today. And your voice seems to have held out, and we really appreciate that you're able to do this, even though you're on the mend here, right? Feeling a little better today.
Yes.
But one more time, just in the last minute or so that we've got, focuses our children. After-school homework and mentorship program. Give us one more plug for that, and talk about how people can sign up and get involved.
Okay. Again, if anybody is interested, either on a volunteer level as well, or have their children involved in this great program, you can reach me at 413-281-5660. Manny Slaughter. We are located at Price Memorial AME Zion Church, 27, I believe, East Street.
Yeah.
So please, if your child is home and he's on them video games, there's a better place for him or her to to come to, and it gives you a chance to do what you need to do. Okay? But they are definitely in a safe haven.
Great program and great work, Manny Slaughter. Good to talk to you this morning. Always appreciate it. We'll follow up with you. We'll do another one sometime and talk about how things are going. And good luck with everything.
Thank you so kindly for having me on this show. And we'll talk again.
All right. Same here, Manny. We'll talk to you soon. All right, everybody. That's been great having you along for the ride as well, listening to our program this morning. Thanks for tuning in and watching. And we will be back with our program next week. Bill Sturgeon will join us on Monday with a great guest, as he always does. So have yourself a good weekend. Watch out for that snow tomorrow night, and we will see you next week. Take care.